Hey, what's going on? Welcome to Idiomatical Correctness. I'm your host, Chris. And whoever joining us, whether it be on iTunes, Podomatic, or wherever you listen to your podcasts, thank you for making us part of your day. Now, it's been a while, we know. Funny story, I've been in a coma for the last, 2 months, so that's why we haven't seen a podcast for all that time. I was trying to make them, but, you know, they tried propping me up in front of my computer, and just seeing if it would happen, but I was too much in a coma to make a podcast. So that's my excuse for why I haven't been around and why you haven't heard from us at Idiomatical Correctness in a while. I mean, the magic just kind of flew out the window, you know? They were afraid, really. I was in a coma. It was pretty crazy, actually. Real nuts. It wasn't nuts for me. I was, sleeping. So it was pretty relaxing for me, actually. What can I say? I was in a coma, you know. But we're back now, so that's definitely why we haven't been around. Coma. And we're back now because I'm no longer in the coma. I woke up and I was like, dog, time to drop another bomb podcast. I'm going to be laying out all this stuff that I came up with in my dreams across the eighth dimension of my mind. Real trippy, man. So, a lot of stuff I missed. Apparently there was something about a gorilla that got shot or something. That was interesting. What else happened? That's pretty much it. Apparently all anybody's been talking about for the last, month is this gorilla that got shot because a kid fell in the cage and the gorilla was, holding the kid, so I don't know why it's so important, but apparently, because I went to go look up what happened this month. I'm like, what the heck happened this month? I've been in a co-op, coma. That's what it is. I was in a coma. So I told Google, I was like, dog, I was in a coma. What happened this month? And he's like, I don't know, man. All people seem to have been talking about this whole month is this stupid gorilla, right? That and where people are going to go to the bathroom in Target. And I'm like, what? What is going on, man? This has been one wild month. Talking about where people are going to the bathroom in Target and about gorillas getting shot. I mean, how many gorillas are going to die before we realize that we need to go to the bathroom in Target? That's what I want to know. That's all I got from this month. So, you know, honestly, it kind of sucks that I missed this month, you know? I was in a coma, and we didn't have any podcasts, but, I mean, I missed a good month to skip out, because obviously nothing happened, if all we're talking about is Target bathrooms and gorillas in cages in the zoo. Well, I watched the video. That's not even a cage, man. That's, that guy's living in his own little moat. That guy's like a king. He's, hanging out in his moat. If I was a king, I had a moat, forget putting alligators. I would put a gorilla. Of course, someone could just shoot my gorilla. So yeah, we're not gonna get any further into that because I don't want PETA to come after me and tell me how bad zoos are, how morally bad the ideas of zoos, and how I shouldn't be buying shampoo because they tested on rabbits, and how sidewalks should be banned because it hurts the dog's feet because sidewalks get hot, you know, stuff like that. Those are stuff PETA's fighting for, so I don't want them to come after me. I want to respect the gorilla, really respect Harambe, you know, respect that whole situation. And, because, you know, animals, what animals, you know what I mean? There are no animals, really. There's only living beings, really. That's all there is, you know? So we should be allowed to not be in zoos, being watched. We should be all allowed to go to the bathroom wherever we want, you know? All those rights. You know what I mean? What a great month. You know, this month really, what am I talking about? I missed a great month where we learned all about people. You know what I mean? And all about humanity and stuff like that. So yeah, that's real cool about what's going on this month. It was a pretty dope month. I'm not gonna lie. We made a lot of progress with gorillas and bathrooms and Target and stuff like that. If you know what I mean. You know what I mean? I think you know what I mean. Anyways, so another issue I've had with the the progress we've made is global warming. It's ruined a lot of things, right? It's ruined, or they tell us global warming, it's ruining the world, man. Like 5 years from now, if like all the we're gonna have all the polar caps melting, we're gonna have like polar bears migrating here. They're gonna be invading our cities. Alligators gonna be in the sewers. Polar bears out on our streets. Gorillas getting shot everywhere. Global warming, man, it's gonna be crazy, right? And it's not only gonna ruin the world. Global warming has already ruined small talk. You know what I mean? Because what is small talk? There is no, without the, at the core of small talk is the most convenient thing in the world, right? It's the most, there's nothing that kills awkwardness more than small talk, right? And at the core of small talk lies the weather. There is no small talk without the weather. And weather doesn't exist without small talk. They need each other, right? Because what is small talk? It's talking about the weather, right? And if you can't have small talk and talking about the weather, you're not going to know what the weather is. If you don't know what the weather is, there really is no weather, right? So for all these years, weather, small talk, together perfectly, right? If you ever need to talk about something that's not serious, everybody can agree on the weather, everything's cool, right? Perfect. You talk about the weather. You need some small talk, you talk about the weather. Simple, right? But now, this is what happens, okay? So I'm hanging out. Somebody's there. I'm looking at this person. Look, I need to talk to this person. I'm in a social situation where I need to talk to this person. And I don't want to get serious about anything. I want any, crazy opinions coming across. I don't want to get heavy with this. I want to keep this simple. Least amount of personal information involved. Cut out all the personal stuff. And just talk about some factual stuff that's impacting both of our lives. Oh, I know. Let's talk about the weather. So I say, nice weather we're having. And they're like, and then they say, oh, well, it's too warm. It's because of the climate change that our humans, us evil humans, have caused. And I'm like, what is going on, man? I didn't even care about the weather. I just wanted to have a simple conversation. And now you're taking me on some huge guilt trip about how much carbon emissions I'm putting out. And I'm like, dude. And the issue is then, where do you go with the conversation? I mean, do you indulge it? Do you indulge the guilt trip by saying, oh yeah, we humans, terrible. What does that even solve, if anything? It's not like you two people that are just randomly talking for some random reason just to ease the awkwardness of, standing beside each other for a certain amount of time. It's not like you're gonna fix anything. So bringing up climate change, why even do that? You either have two options. Either you can say yeah, whatever, or you can be like, oh yeah, we humans, terrible people. We need to put more coal miners out of business, if you know what I mean. And then either you're indulging in it or you're some, and then they say, oh, why are you denying it, man? Why are you denying it? And I'm like, I'm not denying anything. I'm just denying the fact that I want to have a really heavy discussion with you. You know what I mean? It's like, dude, I'm just hanging out here. I didn't want this to get any heavier than, hey, should I wear a jacket today or should I not wear a jacket because of the weather? And next thing you know, it's my fault that we shouldn't be wearing a jacket because my carbon emissions made it warmer. If anything, I want it to be warmer. Well, that's about all the time we have left for this dog and pony show. That's our idiom of the week. See how I slipped it in there? You were like, Chris, we're not gonna have an idiom, are we? And then I slipped it in there. So our idiom of the week is dog and pony show. And that means something that you disapprove of because you think it has only been organized to impress you. And I hope this has impressed you, because I'm gonna be honest, this has been organized to impress you. But I hope you don't disapprove of us for it. So, I hope it's a dog and pony show in the terms that we impressed you, but not in the terms that you disapprove of the fact that we tried to impress you. Now, we got something very exciting to announce. Starting next week, all of the podcasts are going to be available on YouTube, so that's cool. We're excited for that. We're going to be dropping them hits on YouTube, get those viral videos of us talking. It's just going to be the regular podcast. So if you enjoy listening on iTunes or Podomatic, then fine, that's cool. Like, this doesn't really impact you, but if you're a YouTube kind of guy or girl, then check out for that. We're going to follow us on Facebook, or like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. We're going to be updating you about that when the YouTube is up. And yeah, so it's going to be really exciting, you know, get those hits, get those smash hits. Now, before you guys go, just one word of advice, right? Stay out of the gorilla moats or whatever, wherever the gorillas live. Just watch out, man. Those things, they'll mess you up. You know, this isn't Baby's Day Out. You know, you can't just crawl in there and expect the gorilla to protect you. This is not Baby's Day Out. This is like King Kong, man. That thing will mess you up. And just keep that in mind as you go to the zoo or go to places with gorillas. You know, you gotta be careful. Because, those gorillas, they'll get you, man. Zoos are very dangerous places, really. I mean, but the gorillas, man, they'll mess you up. I like that movie, Baby's Day Out. Though it gives a unrealistic impression of what a gorilla will do to a baby, you know? That baby's done. All right. Goodbye.